Obviously refreshing, right, to get away. Mm-hmm. Get away, heal the body, in essence, maybe heal the mind too?
I think so, but I think that you still come back to reality. No, even though we have a break, I think it's good for, you know, realize how much 4 days really means, that, you know, in the long haul of playing during the season. So it was good to have the bye week in the middle of the season as opposed to having like the third week in the season. And you still come back and we still have two wins and we still need to improve. So I think the focus is right. I think got people come back a little bit more rejuvenated, fresher mentally and physically.
When Romeo Crennel was coordinating the Patriots defense, terms that come to mind, creativity, diabolical, zero-man fronts, 2 5-man fronts. Is he as creative with the Chiefs now, or are they a little more basic?
I think that I don't think they're as cavalier as they were with the Patriots or like Rex Ryan or anything like that. But they do things. They do specific scheme defenses that keep you on your toes, and you're always going to see 3 or 4 things out there on Sunday that you didn't practice or even come close to thinking about. So you have to make those adjustments during the game, and that's what we're prepared for. That's one of the things Coach talked about, is we'll be ready for adjustments on the sideline.
And of course, obviously, Josh being the protege of Charlie, I'd imagine there's going to be a nice chess element to this game, you being one of the integral pieces.
Yeah, I think that every week is always a chess match, but you know, you always see when these former New England coaches go up against each other, the stakes are raised up a little higher, and I think the focus is there, and I think that it's not like the there's more pressure to perform. It's just it's more of an emphasis on doing things right and doing things the right way and executing the scheme, and that's where the emphasis is.
And the pressure to perform, obviously, is the fact you got 5 division games.
Right.
If you want to make a run at it, I mean, you got to start putting some W's in that column.
Exactly.
Against these division opponents.
Exactly. And you know, these two games coming up are important. This is, and going against the Chiefs is the division leader, and you know, still being in the thick of things after all the stuff that we've been through this year, it gives us some hope and some confidence.
You sort of had to match up against Revis a couple weeks ago, Revis and Marty and Nnamdi. Brandon Flowers is getting a lot of attention. What have you seen out of him and maybe his progression in the last couple years?
He's really good situationally. He's a really good athlete, and so he's able to apply his football knowledge, and he's really good with knowing downs and distances and playing the routes that teams are running situationally. And I think that's coming from his coaching this year and broadening his horizons and understanding what teams are trying to attack. And so I think that's what he's thriving in.
Are you getting used to kind of being the guy that their best corner is matching up on? What's that challenge been like for you these last few weeks?
I think it's a huge compliment, and I think it's a challenge that I'm up for. So you know, whatever teams decide to do, whatever coverages they throw, whatever they decide to do, I think it's a good challenge, and it forces us to really execute.
Brandon, what is it like for you having a personal best season while going through a season that's 2-6?
It's tough. I think that things will turn around, and I think that the best thing I can do is continue to be as productive as possible, and you know, and things will come around. And you know, not having a lot of weak links in the chain is better than everybody not really performing up to our expectations. And so, I mean, it's tough.